Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you forget what day it is?
Of course not.
It's Thursday.
Come on, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Rutherford,
I'm ready already.
I am ready to be back on the air. I am bursting with all new provocative takes on things.
Get ready to taste some sweet beer candy.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Okay, now I'm ready.
It's showtime.
Yes, we do have some amazing ear candy today. In fact, coming up next, right after I play Craig Morgan, which I'm going to play in just a second, we have a Radio.com world premiere of the new Keith Urban song.
Fancy.
It's a deer candy, right?
Ear
candy.
Oh, okay. Woo, let me get the coffee in. Sorry.
Yeah, you need to have another cup.
What kind of deer candy would they make? Is it corn flavored?
That's what I was confused about. Deer candy.
Candy corn.
That is the worst.
It's the only thing that's what it's fit for, is to feed them to the deer.
My dog loves candy corn.
All right. It's going to be nice today. The sun is back today. Get ready. It's going to be warm today, too, before the cold temperatures come back down into the 20s tonight. And we have more tickets to Sugarland today. We are going to have Leaping for Luke again today. Wearing it out.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets just keep on coming because they keep announcing these shows. It's going to be another summer filled with great shows. We'll have tickets to all of them. As I said, Keith Urban coming up next with a brand new song. It's the Radio.com world premiere of God Whispered Your Name. New Country 93.1 The Wolf. It's Wake Up The Wolf Show, 627. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase.
What up?
Good morning to you. Before we get to anything else, Annie comes in squawking about Dunkin' Donuts snack bacon. What is snack bacon, and how does that work?
First of all, I want you to check out this picture. Okay, everybody looking here?
Yeah,
it's in
hot.
A white little packaging, like a fry package almost,
yeah.
And the bacon's sticking out the top. Okay.
That's hot.
It looks delicious, right? Okay, so to give you what it is, it's 8 half slices of bacon in a bag flavored with sweet black pepper seasoning. It's a meaty snack on the go. I just looked it up, and the Dunkin' Donuts right here near us has it, and it's $2.49.
Available today?
Yes. I can add it to my order right now and go pick it up in the drive-thru.
Well.
Snack bacon. So there you go. If you're a bacon lover, there's nothing else for you to be tempted by.
It looks so good.
It does. The picture looks delicious. Whoever did the food designing on that did a heck of a job.
Yeah, I'll print that off. I'm going to want to taste it.
Happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating today, you share your birthday with Josh Groban, one of Chase's favorites.
Stop. No.
He's 39. It's his first concert. He loved it.
It wasn't Josh Groban.
It was Josh Groban.
It was Michael Bublé.
It's just
on the same level of bad.
The only reason it was my first concert is because it was the first free concert I got to go to.
Josh Groban, by the way, will be the act opening up the new Tanger Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Greensboro.
Hey, it's Josh Groban.
Is that going to be your second concert?
Yes, it will be.
And WKRP's Howard Hessman is 80, played Dr. Johnny Fever.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Howard. Hot Pockets heir jailed because of college admission scandal. Hey, more people being pulled into this.
Oh, no.
Get this. The Hot Pocket heir, Michelle Jan... I'm not sure how to pronounce their last name. It's anyway.
Irrelevant.
I'm not even going to try. It's
Michelle.
Weird. I hate these weirdly spelled names that are thrown out there.
Let's be honest. She's the Hot Pocket heir. That's all you need to know.
Oh, you need Miss Hot Pocket.
Yeah, there you go, Miss Hot Pocket. Yeah.
Anyway, Miss Hot Pocket's been sentenced to 5 months in prison for paying $300,000 to get her daughter into USC. She gave $100,000 to a proctor to correct her daughter's ACT exam and another $200,000 to have one of her daughters labeled as a beach volleyball recruit for the university.
Well, that sounds like a cool gig.
Michelle's father invented microwavable
Hot Pockets.
I was reading about it, and they were trying to get her to stay out of jail by saying she was a good mom and a philanthropist and da-da-da-da. I'm like, ugh.
She helps the community.
Yeah. Of course she's a good mom. She's willing to pay $300,000 to get her kid into USC.
Look at this Range
Rover. She's a cheating mom. That's what she is.
Hey, get this. The new Star Wars movie could be a Lando Calrissian deal.
Lando Calrissian.
Huh? What y'all talking about?
Nerd.
Lando Calrissian.
Nerd!
No, I refuse.
Lando Calrissian.
I'm not falling into that nerd trap.
Hey, you know what? You just make yourself look like an idiot, bro.
Next.
Lando Calrissian. I'm just going to say it that way just to piss you off.
Yeah, I know.
A third Creed movie is being developed, too. It looks like Michael B. Jordan will be returning as Adonis Creed. By the way, those were good movies.
Can you take me higher?
Yeah.
No.
This is what popped in my head.
Wrong direction.
I can do a pretty good Creed impression.
Oh, I can too. Creed voice is the junk.
Bobby, girl.
Can you take me higher?
You guys are so talented. We've got to get you your own TV show.
I think so.
Creed voice anything. I swear to God, it's the best.
The new animatronic Baby Yoda is already sold out and will not be available until next December.
No.
Disney's online store sold out of the $60 toy in 24 hours.
What's the hype over this Baby Yoda?
People just think it's cute. They just think it's adorable.
He's cute,
I think my son's cute. I'm not making stuffed animals out of him.
Baby Yoda's 50 years old. Just a heads up. Mm.
Did I pronounce it Yoda or is it Yada?
Oh!
Finally, the potato chip flavor that I wanted to tell you about.
Yeah.
Lay's potato chips, you know, comes out with all these interesting flavors, and sometimes they have contests to see, you know, who can come up with a new flavor. They are launching Frank's Hot Sauce flavor.
I knew it! I called it!
You said Texas Pete.
Oh, wait, yeah, I did.
And people love hot things. They love hot sauce.
They love me. I'm hot. Right.
On that note, should we just call today?
Let's just move on, shall we?
Yeah. You're welcome.
And there's that.
How's that Creed thing go again?
Can you take me higher?
Gosh. That's awesome.
I pass me some aspirin. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:38. I can't believe I ate a whole blank, a whole box of, a whole package of, a whole sleeve of. 680 Wolf, go.
I can't believe I once finished an entire extra large Papa John's pizza by myself.
Good.
I was in college and it was finals week.
Yeah.
I got it at like 3 in the afternoon, and before I knew it was like 3 in the morning and I had finished the entire thing.
Right.
So I felt horrible. I was so sick. Like, but I couldn't, like, I was so sick but not nauseous.
Yeah.
So I just felt gross.
I have done that. I have eaten an entire large pizza by myself. And embarrassingly, I've done that more than once. I'll just go ahead and tell you.
But to be fair, the pizza that you're talking about is, I mean, the best pizza, I think, in the world.
The first extra large pizza, the large pizza that I ate by myself, was a Sir Pizza large pizza.
Exactly.
I ate the whole thing by myself.
Super proud of you.
And it didn't take me 6 hours or 12 hours either. It
20
didn't
minutes.
Take me longer at all to wolf that thing down.
You know, I'm trying to remember, like, something I've really delved into and eaten the entire thing of it one sitting, and I think I've done it so much that I cannot name one thing or think about that right now.
I did eat a whole box of those used to be called Caramel Delights.
Oh, Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Scout cookies. Mm-hmm. I ate a whole box of those one time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about just over a couple of 3 days or a week. I ate the whole box in one sitting.
That's $5 down the drain right there.
I have eaten, I'm thinking about it now, I've eaten a whole roll of cookie dough. And I did that as a child. My mother, they were outside working in the yard. I want a cookie dough. Of course, they're standing down. Can't eat it. They were outside. I want a cookie dough. I took a little plastic bowl. You remember those cereal bowls that used to have the straw already in them so you could like drink the milk out? Okay, it was one of those. I put all the cookie dough roll into there, and I was in the middle of eating it when my mom walked into my room and found me into the almost to the end of that.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sure does.
Whew.
How about you, Chase?
I'm on with you. I ate 15 slices of pizza at Pizza Inn once.
Pizza out, it's pizza in.
I'm hungry.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 657. That's good news story time.
Revenge time. I love a good revenge story.
Oh, who does?
It's also really good. So it's near and dear to my heart because I, too, went through something similar. Basically, I was a very large female and I had was dating somebody that really downed me on my body and everything else, and it was a really serious relationship, and at first they loved me, and then they ended up hating me because of my body and left me. And so, not only did that kind of, he didn't trigger me to do it, but it triggered me in general to want to lose weight, so I lost a whole bunch of weight, and then I met my husband and got fat again. Anyways.
Boy, that's how it always happens.
Yeah. And they say living well is the best revenge, and I will say that for sure, because there ain't nothing like running into that ex and they'd be like, what happened to you? You look good. It's like, yeah, I do. Screw you. Anyway.
Living well is the best revenge.
Yes,
it is. It's the best. So there's a 26-year-old. Her name is Jen. And if you go back to 2015, she was engaged to a guy and he dumped her because she gained weight. And she said she was up to almost like 240 pounds and is all from bad eating, which I totally sympathize with that. Yeah. I love food. Who doesn't? Chicken nuggets are life.
Nuggies.
So after that, she was like, I'm going to get in shape. She joined a gym, lost 112 pounds. Ooh. And that's not the end of it, you guys. She started entering into beauty pageants. And just a few days ago, she actually was crowned Miss Great Britain, which is like the equivalent of Miss America in the UK. And she also won Best Personality. Shout out to my big girls, because all we have is our personality sometimes. And I know with me, that's what I carried over the most, because there's a lot of skinny girls who I'm not knocking them, but they also have a really crappy personality because they're beautiful on the outside. They don't have to work on their insides. For a bigger girl, we got to work on the inside because the outsides sometimes don't reflect what we got going on.
I'll be honest with you, as a guy, I don't think that deep into women.
Oh, come on. Well, women think that deep into women, I promise. And she won Best Personality. She said it was her secret weapon. And of course it was. She says, although my body changed so much, I don't think my personality has. And I think it really helped me. And she's dating someone new. And they're engaged. And she ran into that ex with the new boyfriend. And boom, boom, boom. Yes, revenge is sweet.
Couldn't have worked out better, could it?
I love good news stories.
I'm glad she's repping the UK.
Yeah, baby.
She's gorgeous too, you guys.
Oh, I know.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
One of the sad things about life, you get old and it passes you by. I feel it passing me by. I'm 46 years old. I don't even have kids, but I can't keep up anymore. Like, I had a college kid coming up, and I was like, man, I gotta figure out what these kids are into, man. I was 24 when a senior was born. I gotta figure out what these dudes are into. So I guess they were into like DJ music. So I'm like, all right, I'll watch some of this, you know? So I have like a reference or two. So I put this shit on. Dude, I lasted 90 seconds. 90 seconds. I was open-minded. All right, put it on. 90 seconds later, I'm like this old man. Ah, this isn't music. Now, when I was a kid, you dressed like a woman and you sung about the devil. Now that was music. And you had one ballad every album. Started off in black and white, and when the guitar solo came in, it went to color. Ah, that was music.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Gail knows everything.
Good morning. Who is this?
Sarah.
Okay, Sarah. Great. Good morning. You're caller 20. How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. We're going to play Dale Knows Everything if you're ready.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to ask Dale a question. He's either going to know the answer or he'll make it up, and it's up for you to decide whether he's telling the truth or if he's a big old liar like I think he is. Okay?
Okay.
All right. It is National Chili Day, so in honor of that, our category today is all about chili, not the kind that goes on a hot dog, Sarah. It's the kind that you put in a big old pot and eat when it's cold out.
Okay.
All right. Dale, your question for today. Chili is the state food of which state?
Texas.
Okay, Sarah, does Dale know everything or is he wrong?
He's wrong.
Ooh, Dale's actually right.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I don't know everything.
He might know a little something today. So, Sarah, you know, I'm still feeling real friendly this morning, so I think I'm going to hook you up with tickets to Sugarland. How does that sound?
Ooh, thank you.
All right. Hang on for me.
This is the Wake Up of the Wolf Show. 93.1 The
Wolf. Easy.
How about that, huh?
Wow. Brag about it. Ready.
I like prepping as well. I like to start with the onions first.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm a food prepper.
680 Wolf, posted up. I'd like to hear what you have to say about this. New Country 93.1 The Wolf. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Yesterday, Chase was talking about how the CDC had said that the U.S. needs to prepare for a pandemic because of this coronavirus.
And we need to anyway, with anything.
Yeah, you got to be somewhat ready just in case. Yeah. You never know. U.S. health officials say that they'll be needing 270 million face masks to fight the coronavirus in the United States. And by the way, I don't know if you heard this yesterday or not, but the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games may be canceled because of the coronavirus. The decision to cancel the games may not be made until late May, but they may decide to cancel.
The face mask thing, are they just pretty much saying everybody should be wearing a face mask?
Well, yeah. I mean,
they're ineffective, just so y'all know, and you also have to replace them multiple times for them to actually work.
The masks that work are the ones that are completely sealed onto your face, that you basically breathe in your own air.
This is a mask that this is this is an N95 mask that has filters in it.
Oh,
that filters out bacteria and viruses. These are $30 a piece right now.
They may
reusable?
Filters are.
Okay.
The mask that you get at the store, yes, they do help a little bit, but they still have those holes on the side they can get in. But the really effective is for people who are sick from spreading it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where it really works.
Or just stay at home with your sick self.
Keep your hands washed. Just wash your hands a lot. And remember, we told you this the other day, too. People just think you smear a little bit of that gel on and it works. No, it doesn't. You really would need to rub your hands for 45 seconds to a minute continuously with a whole lot of this stuff for it to work as well as just washing your hands with warm water and soap.
I stick my hands in a vat full of a deep fryer because that's how I am.
So that's why your hands look like that.
That's it,
like fried cauliflower and trash.
These are fried mozzarella sticks.
Gross.
He's just hoping there's a loose fry in there somewhere.
I got sausage links for
fingers.
I'm going to get it.
How about you? You prep 680 Wolf or post it up?
I actually know two, personally. So one's a good friend of mine that I grew up with. He has bug out bags for him and his whole family and camp in like a camper. So he's ready to go on the fly. And then my boyfriend has RMEs, I think is what they're called. So he's got those stored away for about 2 years worth of food. He has hazmat suits for us, breathing masks, first aid kits, any kind of, medication and stuff that you would need in case anything happens, he's got it. Even water filtration system.
Sure.
Because, I mean, this world's kind of going crazy, but I kind of thought in the beginning, oh, he's just, like, overdoing it a little bit. But the more, like, the coronavirus is out and stuff like that, it makes you not really want to go outside. So I'm like, I'm really thankful that he is that prepared.
I think a lot of stuff is picked up is in gyms. Because there's so many people handling that equipment, and a lot of people don't even wipe down.
No, they don't.
And they try to disinfect that stuff. But, I mean, think of how many people are coming through there on a daily basis, handling it, spitting on it, and not purposely, but just, it happens.
Yet another reason why I don't go to the gym.
Yeah, no doubt. She was talking about hazmat suits. If I walked in the door with hazmat suits and face masks, my husband would say, we role playing tonight or what?
Well, now that you mention it, that'd be fun.
You got the gear, so.
You be the virus, I'll be the hazmat.
I'm
going
to get you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.